Oh shit! It's bake and nappy time. What's up, everyone? How's it going? I am here sitting in the parking lot of my place of employment, grinding up a fat bowl of weed, like a gram and a half that goes into Gandalf the Great, my pipe, Gandalf the Pipe, whatever. I can't even think. It's like 3 a.m. I just put in a 12 and a half hour day. Woo! What up, motherfuckers? So obviously, Mr. Blue Knots did not get to finish editing the last podcast, the last Blue Knot Radio podcast. Still not done because Mr. Blue Knots has not stopped working. Quick update. If you guys follow me all the time, like month after month, week after week, or Mr. Blue Knot's bi-weekly for you sometimes. I'm not bi. All right, that's still half a fag. But one of my favorite people I've ever worked with, Carlos, my coworker that got me that ill bud, he got fired. He got fired. My boy doesn't understand that being on time for work is part of a job. Now, I love the guy. I don't have bad things to say about him because I absolutely love him. He's entertaining. He's fun. Me and him made a great team. I mean, I'm very sad that he's gone. I mean, like, really. Like, almost shedding a tear sad. Absolutely loved him. Oh, wait. Let's take this hit. So, this hit goes out to you, Carlos. Rest in peace, at least at my place of employment. So, with him gone, though, there's no one to close, so now I am back closing. And since at the end of this month, everyone in my company is forced to take, if you have vacation from last year, you have to use it by the end of this month or you lose it. So Mr. Balloon has all of next week off. I'm taking the first 3 days. Then April 1st, on that Thursday, it opens up fishing season. So I'm just going to go out there. Fuck it. So I took Thursday and Friday off since I already got like a week and a half of fucking vacation time that for this year, and I might as well take it because I'm gonna not use it all by next year. Where am I gonna go? Where am I gonna go? I'm sure it's still gonna be fucking COVID times, and then there's gonna be cunts out there like, "Oh my God, you didn't get a vaccination? You can't fly." And then I'm gonna be like, "What do you mean? Vaccination for what? You need, the COVID shot." "No, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm gonna play stupid." "No, I don't know." "Well, you need a shot for what?" "It's a vaccination." "Oh, so then I'll never get COVID again?" "No, you'll still get it." "Oh, but then I won't get it, or I won't be passing it on to anyone else." "Well, no, you can still transmit it and everything." "Oh, then why do I need a shot?" "Why?" "Oh, because we told you." "Ah, go fuck your mother." Free person here. Suck my dick. Very good. You gotta suck my dick better than fucking Mrs. Balloon Knots, all right? And Mrs. Balloon Knots is a champ. I fucking molded and tutored her over 20 years where she gives the best fucking head of all fucking time, okay? So it's gonna be very hard to fucking beat it. And it better be a fucking cutie pie too, like really hot, like an 11. And then maybe if you're willing to sit down and talk to me as to why I need a vaccination before I fly, if I can still get it and I can still transmit it. Even with a mask on, for some reason, everyone's got a mask on, but people still get it. Oh yeah, okay. So, yeah. So I probably not gonna fly anywhere. I'll drive around the country, but I ain't gonna do nothing major. I think this year I'm gonna dedicate vacation time to going out to the beach, going out to trails, doing some hiking, some camping with the family, and doing fishing. That's what I'm doing. I'm gonna stay in the great state of New York, and it's a great state as far as, listen, living here kind of sucks as far as Long Island. If you can swing it, it's one of the best places to live in the world. I can say that. I can 100% say that if you can swing it, you can afford it, you are a professional and make good money, you can make good money here. Oh yeah, It's a great place to fucking live, Long Island. New York State is very beautiful if you could deal with the four seasons and you could deal with New York State politics, then it's a great place to live. It's beautiful, wonderful. I mean, New York State is great, I gotta say. Manhattan, New York City, still beautiful when it's back to the city that never sleeps. Highly recommend coming and partying in New York City. I will party with you, all right? I will. I promise. You hit me up. You know, there's ways to hit me up. But regardless, nonetheless, I don't think I'll be doing any of that traveling anytime soon. So, at least in a plane going far away. If I can't drive there, then go fuck your mother with that shit for now. Because, I don't know. I don't want to deal with nonsense. I don't want to deal with nonsense. I don't have the patience to argue with people. You know, it's like, oh, you're a critical thinker and you're asking questions. Oh, you're bad. It's like, wait a minute. Wait. What? So, you know, oh, what's going on over here? Tell me the fire department stopped a fucking fire from a mattress place going out of business. That's the way to do it. Stop it before they freaking collect that insurance money. Let's take that hit. So yeah, back to Carlos. So in December, the fool, out of 22 work days, he was late 20 times. He was only on time 2 times. Now that's just from January. I mean, to be honest, if the guy worked 200 working days last year, honestly, he was late 181 times. And I'm not exaggerating. That's just the way he was. He got on the radar from one of, you know, the VP who's stressing out with the way the company, like right now, the way shit's going. We're on phase one early of a 3-year plan of a restructure the way everything goes. And so right now we're not really producing anything really, so he's pulling hair. And my boy Carlos, you know, after I left, he would disappear. You know, hey, everything's running great. He would just disappear. Like, leave the plant while on company time. Can't do that. That's stealing time. He didn't understand that. What's the big deal? It's like, whoa, what's the big deal? I could understand if you're firing me for not doing my, for not being able to make the machines run and this and that. He does not understand that being on time and working your full shift is part of the deal. It's part of responsibilities. Like, he just can't, even 2 weeks, it's been a week later, actually. It's been a week, no. Yeah, it's Thursday, today, a week later. He still doesn't understand. He's still like, oh, I don't understand. And this is what's sick. This is what's sad. And I love the guy. But he had a second job in December that lasted 2, 3 weeks. And why did he get fired? For the same reason, being late every day. And then, like, you get, he got written up. He got written up. And then the next week, late 3 out of 5 days. The following week, late 2 times. Calls the boss and says, hey, I'm going to be late 15 minutes. Was late an hour and a half. Like, you know, and there's no reason. Carlos, why? Oh, you know, I just doing this, doing that. But it was nothing major. It was just, I don't get it. I just don't get it. So, and I don't get the how he doesn't get it. So he got fired. He was the closer. So now Mr. Balloon Knots is doing everything. And plus, most of my department is on vacation because they have to take vacation. So, you know, I took some earlier. I still have days to use. I'm just going to use them next week. Everyone go fuck themselves. I don't care if the place it burns down. Don't give a fuck. But Mr. Balloon Knots doing those fucking crazy hours right now. So, hence why Blue Knot Radio Show will be postponed for a second week. It'll be 2 weeks in a row of that fucking show that I have sitting there. By the time I friggin' put it out, if I was talking about anything that was relevant for that time, it's gonna be like a month later. The worst. Mr. Blue Knots, you're the worst. Yep. It's the most unprofessional podcast ever, ever, ever. Yep. Let's take this hit. So yeah, I'm be tired. It's foggy as fuck out here. You know, so I got my fog lights on. I can't see shit. But I am happy. Excuse me. I am happy that fishing season's around the corner. Last week, Mr. Blue and I did so much overtime. like so much that it was a lot, right? So I took half of my overtime shit and I bought a new rod and reel, a new fly rod. Well, not a fly rod because I don't go fly fishing. A surf casting rod and a reel. Now, Mr. Balloon Knots never buys anything when it comes... No. I don't mean to say I never buy anything expensive. That's not true. I believe in you get what you pay for, right? Some things, you know. But I needed a good fishing pole to run up and down the beaches because I got my out-of-beach passes. Mr. Balloon Knots is like, oh, I'm running up and down the fucking beaches catching stripers. Striper season don't open up till mid-April, April 15th. But you catch them, you can throw them back. And second of all, other fish are available. Porgies, blackfish for this month only and April only. And then whatever else is like sharks and dogfish. I've never eaten a dogfish. I might do it this year, though. Maybe. We'll think about it. And whatever else is out there, you know. But so Mr. Balloon, I spent $500 on a new rod and reel fucking setup. It was about $600 if you bought a separate. The guy cut me a deal, blah, blah, blah. Like, I went in there, I was going to get like an 11, 12-foot pole. And the guy's really, this is an overkill. So he's like, you know, he's, and it was like a $200 rod. I was going to spend like another $200 on a reel. But he banged me for another $50 each, but for higher quality, and I saved $100. He got me on this rod that's a 10-foot rod, graphite. The shit is light as hell. It is a... Oh, come on, Mr. Blue Knots. Can you remember? I want to say John Skinner. John Skinner is like a popular fisherman. So he had this company make a rod after his liking, and it's one that he actually uses. So, you know, it's one that he uses and loves for a long time. So they made it after him. So John Skinner, Dark Matters by Alkalite. Alkalite, that's the name of the company, and it's a Dark Matters friggin' pole. It's fucking beautiful. It's like black with a little bit of like purple accents. It's beautiful. Light as hell. Strong. The guy fucking put on some nice friggin' line for the year too. And I'm so happy, man. Yeah, I spent $500 and I don't do that on a rod and reel. I use the heavy cheap ones. It's like under $100. I'll spend like a good $75 to $100 for a decent rod, you know, like, you know, an ugly stick, a pen, whatever. But I ended up getting this. I mean, I would normally never do this, but Mr. Balloon has been working hard, so he treated himself. And I got myself a pen, 5500 series spinning rod. Shit! I have the box right here. Damn! Just because I want to say it, because people that friggin' fish, they would appreciate this, you know what I mean? It's like one of those things, you know, it's like, oh yeah, you know, it's fuck, I'm driving, I don't want to crash into people. But I got a spin fisher, that's right, a spin fisher 5500 series. It's gel coated, so with the salt water I don't have to spray it down right away with clean regular water. Wow, it's fucking raining and fogging. Fuck, I hate this. Yeah, I'm just so happy, man. So I'm going to be definitely fishing. My fat ass is going to be hunting fucking fish up and down the fucking coast of Long Island fucking beaches. I'm just ecstatic. I'm so happy about this. I got to do something. Mrs. Balloon Knots worked his tail off last year and didn't really get to enjoy really do anything, you know? Apologize if I'm not making sense, because Mr. Balloon Knots is tired. It's foggy. And it's raining, so, you know, I gotta watch out. Also, I'm smoking fucking pot. I'm driving on the highway, and I can't see shit. So, yeah, I gotta be careful. Be careful, honey. Be careful. All right, let me get on this next lane. At least I can see the lines in the road. That's the one thing, man. You got the lines on the road to keep you friggin' safe. You know, when those assholes have high beams going against you and you can't see shit, just look down on the lines. Then you can see. You're fine. Look down on the street. Look down on the road. Follow the lines. Just stay right in there. There's a little tip of what you learn. What you learn on the Balloon Knot Radio Show? Oh, I learned how to fucking drive when you're being blinded. Alright, let's take this fucking hit. Some good shit. That's another thing I'm going to miss Carlos, man. I'd get my fucking hookups from him because he would get the cheapest fucking weed. Although, since it's not like bagged up from store qualities and shit, you know, I'm probably smoking a lot of poison. I just learned. I was listening to some like game warden fucking shit on a podcast. Some hunting shit that is hunting, fishing, whatever. That's the only shit I'm listening to. It's the only thing I'm paying attention to because I got no interest for anything else. I don't want to know shit about fucking politics. I don't want to know shit about fucking COVID. I don't want to know shit about nothing. I don't want to know nothing. I know nothing. And I'm going to keep it that way. Life is better. So I've been sticking to like just shit that I'm interested in right now. Mr. Balloon Knots is, you know, definitely going fishing. Mr. Balloon Knots, I don't think my right shoulder is going to be able to handle a bow and arrow, like even a recurve, those new composites. I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle it with my shoulder right now. So Mr. Balloon Knots is thinking of being fucking like an English queer fucking hunting guy and use a crossbow. I got my shoddy, my shotguns for the turkey. I could do shoddy tight on a fucking deer, but I don't want to do that. I'd rather do rifle or even a crossbow on a deer. I don't want to shoot no deer. I ain't ready for that, but maybe in the next coming years I'll be ready. Mr. Blue Knot's thinking about doing that fall turkey hunting. When the fishing season's coming to an end, I'm going to hit that turkey hunting here on Long Island. Because I'm going to eat that fucker. That's going to be my Thanksgiving dinner. If I kill it, I'm going to eat it. All right? It's a sport thing. Listen, I eat meat. And even if you're a fucking vegetarian, you are a hypocrite. Because plants have lives. I know they got a soul in their life. They do. They just because you can't conceive. It's just like the fucking alien thing. There could be aliens here from another planet and we won't know because we can't distinguish what their life form is. You know, people are so fucking naive and narrow-minded that they can't even look at a plant or a tree and be like, that's a living fucking thing. One thing, you know it's a living thing. I can sit there and sing the plants and those plants start coming toward me. Those plants find a way to get to that sun. Plants communicate with each other. That's fucking fact. Oh, but it's different. Oh, how convenient. Sorry, Charlie. Sorry, Sandy. Sorry, Susie Q. You a vegan, you're still killing. Sorry. Sorry to inform you. It's not the same. It's the same. How convenient that you decide what's sentient and not. Get the fuck out of here. Go fuck your mother. All right, liquor cooter. All right, this hit does not go out to you fucking vegans or fucking whatever. Thinking that you're above meat eaters. Oh, are you? Are you? You're fucking, you kill more life than me. You kill more life than me. You know how much fucking, how many plants you fucking kill to eat your vegan lifestyle? You fucking dummies. Go fuck yourselves. Oh, I'm doing better for the environment. Do you know? Unless you're growing your own shit. And don't tell me you got a garden and you live in fucking New York. Oh, I got a garden. It grows and you only pick like three things, enough to make two salads. What are you going to do for the rest of the fucking year? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You fucking dummies. Dummies. And so you got to buy all your shit. Even if it's organic. I buy it organic from Whole Foods. Do ya? I doubt it because I seen you at fucking ShopRite. Don't fucking lie to me. Two. When they're farming all that shit, they ain't handpicking shit. Unless you tell me, oh, they're taking all the South Americans that's coming crossing the border in Mexico, and they're farming them and picking everything by hand. And no creature gets harmed. And there's very few of those rackets going out there, and that costs a lot of money. You get those fucking type of things, It costs a lot of money. That's like going to the farmer's market and shit and spending fucking $10 on a head of cabbage. Go fuck yourself. All right, there better be a Cabbage Patch doll in there somewhere. All right, there better be a fucking, at least a picture of a nude fucking lady in there. Something to get me excited so I don't feel bad eating a $10 head of fucking lettuce. Go fuck yourself. $12 for cauliflower. Oh, so fancy. I ate a $12 fucking head of fucking cauliflower. And it was small. Get the fuck out of here. So, in order to get the food that you're buying, because, you know, you're so, you care so much about the fucking life. You know how many small animals get killed in the farming process for getting your dumb fucking lettuce and your dumb kale? Do you know how much water it takes to get your dumb almonds, to get your dumb almond milk? You fucking dummies. Oh my god, I don't eat no fucking meat. I'm better than you. Fuck you. How convenient. Oh, so you're God and says what's sentient and not. Let me tell you something. Plants are more fucking valuable and more important to planet Earth than the fucking cow that I eat. Go fuck yourself, all right? You do worse. I argue, and I got a legitimate argument. A legit argument. Critical thinking and questioning. I have an argument that me eating a cow, now, me, personally, just me by myself, I spend more money on my meat. Yes, I spend more money on meat. I ain't getting my meat from those factory fucking farm places. That's disgusting. I spend more money on my meat. That's right. I do. Just to make sure that I feel a little bit better than those fucking cunt fucking vegans. Oh, I'm doing more for the environment. Not. Fuck you. Let's have a discussion how fucking more valuable plants are to Mother Nature. And you're fucking eating them by the fucking dozen a day. You kill more fucking life per meal than me. 100%. Because I'll just have like a, you know, I'll have like a steak and a potato and shit. And guess what? That potato's a root. That shit ain't even a plant. What the fuck does that do? That's a root. That might be one of those few things that's barely alive. You know, it's like, it's nothing. Like, you know, it don't even communicate with anything. I don't even know why I eat it. I like sweet potatoes more. I'll eat more sweet potatoes. Personally, I do eat more sweet potatoes than anything. Because it's a fucking root. To me, that's better than eating broccoli, because I believe broccoli and their leaves are probably more valuable to planet Earth, giving us fucking oxygen or whatever the fuck else it does. When it dies, it goes into the fucking Earth, giving it valuable fucking nutrition and shit. But no, fucking Eddie. Oh, I'm a vegan. I eat salads with balsamic vinegar and fucking beets. So when I shit red all the time, but I know it's healthy. It's not blood. Okay, fucking crazy Eddie. Okay, I'll probably eat one cow a year, one pig. I had to think about that. I'll probably eat about 5 pigs a year because of the ribs that I do, maybe 6. We'll go half dozen pigs, you know. That's everything with the amount of pork chops, the ribs that I have. You know, what else do I be getting? You know, the pork butts, the hams, you know. The pork shoulders. Like I said, it's probably, you know, the bacon. It probably amounts to about a half a dozen pigs a year, okay? One whole cow, definitely, between me and my family. I mean, we definitely get out there, like, the amount what a cow would fucking give. How many chickens? Let's give, like, 2 dozen fucking chickens for the year. Give or take another 2 dozen. No. All right, so 3 dozen, give or take. Give 2 dozen or take a half dozen a year. Depends on what I'm doing. And then, what else, Ms. Bluna? Then we have the seafood. And seafood, it is what it is. I try to eat as much fucking, you know, you eat a shellfish, those fucking things, they're just a fucking muscle. They ain't fucking shit, you know. But even they're more valuable than friggin', you know, me eating a bunch of mussels and clams, probably worse for the environment, at least for the seafood, the ocean and the bays, because they clean it up, you know, that's the cleaning crew and shit. But I'd be eating those. I love me some clams. You know, I'd be liking clams from the ocean and clams, you know, women's fucking pussies. Oh yeah, I like those clams too. Those are good. So I was just checking out this house. This house is like pre-foreclosed. I need a yard. I need a yard. I'll build the house up and out and down and every which way. I don't give a fuck. I'll go up and out as long as I have a yard. I don't like it. I don't like it. All right. Yeah, Mr. Bill and I are scoping shit out too. I'm trying to make some moves, fucking people. But anyway, I argue that me eating that amount of food, which is probably, we'll say, less than 100. Life eats life. Life eats life. So every one of those fucking things got to eat a lot of fucking life also to fucking live. Okay? So probably less than 100 souls a fucking year. Then I got to add the fucking. I don't consider. Listen, man, if you're a vegan, you say all I eat is fucking roots and fucking seeds and fucking nuts, then okay. Okay. You know, you got a good argument that you're better than me in that point, you know, because like I said, seeds, nuts, raisins, you know, like grapes, those are the byproduct. The life thing is like the leaves themselves. So those people, they be eating those leafy greens, that's fucking life and shit like that, you know. Roots, you know, to me, that's like, you could eat the shit out of potatoes and fucking root shits, and I don't give a fuck, ginger shits. I don't think there's any real life there. Like, you know what I mean? Like sentientism, there's maybe something, but it's like really at the bottom of the totem. Like God is not gonna give a fuck about that. You know, I don't even know what they do. You know, onions and garlic, it's good for you know? So that, if that's all you be eating, okay. I gotta give you some credit on that, and that shit gets pulled out of the ground. I don't know how much life you're killing when you're getting rid of that shit. I don't know, but I still say that me eating my diet is way fucking. It's way better. I feel better about myself more because you're killing more life. You're more involved in killing more life than me, 100%. And I'll argue that all fucking day. So fuck yourself. All right, that's just a. How long was that? That was that like a 20-minute rant on fucking fuck you to that shit. Yeah, I feel better about myself. And me doing all the fishing I'm gonna be doing. Yeah, I'm gonna be fucking. Yeah, Mr. Balloon Knots is gonna be fucking Fisherman Joe. That's right. That's right. That's right. I can't wait. I need to do something, man. Like right now, starting next week, right now. If there's any tides are turning, I'm gonna be right out there. And then I'll go home, sleep till fucking. Whatever, and go to work, you know? I'm gonna be doing that shit at least two times. One time a week for sure. Two times is the goal. Gotta do it, though. Gotta do it. I gotta do it. I'm just excited for it. I'm ready for it. Taking that hit. So, yep. I just wanted to let you all know that Ms. Balloonauts is busy and. Mr. Balloonauts is now training a whole new night crew, basically. So, only had to train one person. I got to train two people, and then we'll be good for a while. So, I will be doing this for 3 or 4 months, working the night, because it is what it is, you know. I got to train someone to be able to be left alone. And to be left alone is going to take at least 4 months, 5 months. It's just, that's what it's going to take, so. Ugh! The heartbreak. The heartbreak, Mr. Blown-Ass. For you people, because I'm gonna be busy. You know how hard it's gonna be for me to friggin' be doing these? I promise though, I will be doing these when I'm fishing. I'll be sitting there. I'll have time. I'll have things to be talking about. Cause Mr. Balloonauts, this is a type of person, this is the way I fish. The beaches, the rocks and shit, this is the way I be doing it. I'll set one or two poles, my long poles with clams or whatever they're hitting. For me, clam bellies, it's like when in doubt, they will hit that fucking clam belly no matter what. I've had more success on clam bellies than anything else. 100%. 100%. That and fucking sandworms, the worms that fucking have the little teeth, the little pincers, and fucking bite you when you're trying to cut them and fucking kill them and put them on a hook. Those fucking things, I get lots of luck with those with porgies, you know, like the small shit. So I'll set up two poles that I put stakes into the fucking ground. I put my poles in. One's got the clam. One's got the worms. Very seldom I put squid because I don't have... Listen, my father forever. Oh, well, you're a squid. People that I know, oh, you're a squid. Squid don't do shit for me. Ever, squid. It fucking stinks and it smells. Squid. I want fresh squid to eat some calamari. I want to eat some squid on my plate. I don't want to give it to the fucking fish. Fuck that shit. Fuck that shit. Oh, excuse me. I had to pause that because I almost died and crashed of coughing. And, like, smoke was coming out like I was a fire-breathing dragon and shit. Like I was doing tricks and shit. Fucking crazy. Alright, yeah, so... I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, yeah, so... Fuck squid. I only want to eat squid. I don't want to give it to the fucking... to the fish that I don't catch with them. Fuck that shit. Maybe I have to do it one day, but for right now, I've never... You know, listen, I'm 44. I've been fishing definitely for 40 years. Since I was 4 years old. One of my earliest memories, definitely. My father had me fishing young. Especially my grandfather that died when I was five or six. On my mother's side, he was a professional fisherman. That's what he did for life. So I know some of the old school knots that never failed. I don't need to do no fancy shit. I got shit that they've been using for hundreds and hundreds of years in the motherland of Portugal and shit. So I'm fine. Oh, haunted house. Woo! Miss Blue Knots puts two poles, you know, like, let's say 12, 15 feet away, depending on, usually at night I'm by myself, and I just set it in. People, I know people got their spots and shit, but you know what? If you ain't catching over there, then, and if there's fish here and you ain't catching there, then they're going to be over here in a spot that, you know, in a spot you never do. You never fish before because you never catch there, but guess what? I catch them there. That's what happens. So, I set out two poles. I try to get them down in the slack tide, obviously, or on the outgoing tide. So it's like when the tide comes in, I want to be fishing, but you got to be careful with how strong the tide's coming in because then all your the way. I'm sorry, I'm so fucking crazy. Obviously, I'm talking to myself. So I have the two poles that I stick into the. Into stakes, one set up for small fish, one set up for big fish, one's got clams, one's got worms, one's got two hooks, one's got one, heavy fucking sinker, heavy sinker, that's good for the line, you know, so I can sling it out there. So tide comes in, I don't do that setup that I'm talking about as the tide's coming in, and you don't want to get the beginning of time, you want the tide, you want like the last hour and a half to 2 hours of the tide change. And then slack tide is 4 hours of tides not going out or in. It's fully in. Your high tide, because you want that high tide, and things are not moving. That's when I put my fucking, my two rods out there like that. And then the one that I just bought now, it's replacing one of my ugly sticks. And this is the one I'm going to be chasing. You know, I'm going to be running up and down the beach and going by hand. Using bucktails and shiners. On Long Island, bucktails are... like the go-to thing, but then I'd be using like a mix. It's like a shiner bucktail mix, and what it is just one of those fake friggin' baits that you throw out there, and you gotta constantly reel them in. You don't just leave the pole out there. So I at all times I have three poles in. Except when I'm tired, there'll be times that I just have the poles on the stakes just sitting there and the sinkers, and I'll be sitting in the car taking a nap. If the flies are in the, it's not really mosquitoes, but there's these green flies, and they're the cuntiest. I got to add this to the list. We need to exterminate. We need to, as humanity, wage war on fucking mosquitoes, ticks, and these green flies. These little green flies, they land on you, and they bite you. They don't sting. They bite you. They chop. They bite you. So I'm going to get one of those, like, nets that you put around you and sit down, and then I can sit there in the fucking chair, a lounge chair on the beach, and I'll just go to sleep at night. Beautiful, dark, just the fucking stars everywhere. Oh, I can't think of a better time to be spent. And if it's bad out, I sit in the car with the windows open, and, you know, I got the poles right there in front of my car. I turn on the lights if I have to see it, you know, and then bingo bango. I'm good, man. I could just chill all night, hanging out, going to sleep, whatever I want to do. And I will be podcasting, and it'll be just serene and nice. And of course, I'll be taking pictures of my conquests. Not the ones you guys want me to fucking do, but Miss Blatt's fucking talking about the fish, and not the fish that you think I'm talking about. That I want you to think that I'm talking about. Oh, I wish I can go on the beach and find some clam and fish without no fishing pole. What? And then she's got huge knockers on her. Oh, for the total package, why not? What? This is fantasy world, of course. Oh, but no, none of that shit be happening. There ain't no mermaids coming out of the fucking ocean and shit. And if a mermaid's coming out of the ocean, then I know I'm fucking dead. I'm gonna be a little bit depressed. Because you can't fuck no fucking mermaid. You can fuck her mouth, but that's it. That shit gets fucking boring. You know? I mean, you know, whatever. You could be good, but you know. Yeah, Mr. Balloonaut's. He, Mr. Balloon, Mr. Meaty, Mr. Meaty ain't no cu. It ain't gonna be no mouth that's gonna make him come. It's just not the way it happens. I need some of that beautiful vagina. That's what gets it going, and then I can finish after. But I need at least like 20 minutes to a half an hour of going to fucking Pound Town and shit. Oh, I'm the worst. But it's the truth, you know. It can't be fucking no mermaid. I see a mermaid come out. I know I'm dead. I'm gonna be like, oh no, I'm dead. All right, next dimension, next phase of fucking life, you know, and whatever. Fucking stupid. Mr. Willard's is fucking dumb. What time is it? Now my neighbor, he's got this fucking camera right there, so he could be seeing me smoke now. Cause I know he's one of those people that be checking the cameras like all the time, jerking off and shit. I know how fucking him and his wife be beating off to each fucking to me. They be beating off with each other, looking at me and my wife. Ugh, it's the worst. I wanna throw fucking rocks at him. Ugh, all right, let me turn this way. I don't park in the driveway because my kid and my wife are more important. They always be taking the spots. It's like I fucking pay for this shit. I pay for the shit and they take my spots. It's fine. I like to park out in the street because if I don't park in the street, like sometimes people just park over here and I don't even know. The car sits here for days. I don't even know what the fuck's going on. I don't want that shit in my life. So I make sure I park in this one spot all the time for 20 years now. I mean, I can go down the block and park it to my mother-in-law's driveway, but even though she's like 72, and she, you know, she should be sleeping and shit, right? Snoring at fucking 3:38. Friggin', she'd probably wake up and look out the window and see me fucking, I'll be smoking, and then I'll see her fucking ghostly pale face looking out the window at 3:38. She's like, you know, what are you doing? And we're both gonna mouth to each other, what are you doing? You know? Let me take my hit. All right. Okay, everyone. So I felt like I owed you something so you could hear me be pissed at fucking vegans again. It's like the third time. Fuck you, people. Yeah, someone was talking about something. And, you know, oh, I have to go like on an all-vegan diet because my daughter and blah, blah. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, ugh, she's being brainwashed in school and everything else. Ugh, they'll be brainwashed pretty soon. Just be like, oh, you gotta eat bugs. Ugh. Oh, go fuck your mother. Go eat bugs. I'm gonna be eating cows, pigs, chicken, and fish for the rest of my fucking life. Throw some broccoli in there. Throw some fucking cherry tomatoes. You can throw some fucking. I like me some cauliflower. I like me broccoli. What else is Mr. fucking Malone? What else do you like? What is this now? The fucking food fucking network fucking show? Stupid. But, you know, whatever. I like me some red leaf lettuce, you know. I don't like me kale. Fuck that. Kale. Kale supposedly is good for you. I question that. That's some fucking nasty ass shit. Kale is only made to be put in soup. That's it. You're gonna make me some fucking kale. Put that shit in a soup. Not no kale shake. Oh, I got a kale shake. What are you gonna do with that? Put it in a soup? Oh, okay, fine. Other than that, shove it up your fucking ass and shit it back out. That's basically it. You ate fucking kale, your body don't fucking digest it. Eat that shit in a salad. Your body don't digest that shit. It comes out the same way. So you might as well just fucking use it for fucking toilet paper. Like now and later. You know, you eat something now and then it's later. There's even a candy now later. So you take the fucking kale, you put it in your fucking, on your fingers, and you shove it up in your asshole, right? Like it's like almost like you're friggin' wiping your ass, but instead you shove it in there. So then when it comes out, when you shit, it's going to come out the same way if you ate it, because it does nothing. So obviously there's no nutritional fucking value in it while it's fucking raw and shit, right? When it's fucking not cooked, this is obvious. Like fucking stupid people. Oh, I'm so fucking healthy. I eat kale. Oh yeah, you eat lots of kale soup? That's very healthy for you. No, I eat it in a fucking salad. Oh no, you're fucking doing nothing. Oh, and then they're like, oh, but then I put in my shakes, but still it does nothing. Now you're drinking shit that your body's not gonna fucking process. What happens after you have a kale shake 2 or 3 days? What happens? You be fucking shitting fucking kale shake, you know, kale shake smoothies coming out your asshole and shit. That's not cool, man. It's not cool at all. For real. It's just fucking ridiculous. For fucking real. Well, you know, I shouldn't let a good thing go to waste, so now I should quasi make this a Balloon Knot radio show. Fuck you, number five, goes to you fucking vegans that think, oh, I'm so much better than you because I eat a million plants a fucking week and compared to your three fucking, maybe 10 fucking animals and plants per week. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you, number four, goes to people that use squid, precious, delicious fucking squid for fucking bait. Fuck you, number four goes to those people. Why are you wasting fucking squid? Why are you wasting squid for fucking, you, I don't know, almost no one that friggin' catches anything with fucking squid. I'm being honest. Like, there's very few, like, there's a couple of things, like, things that you don't want to eat, like bluefish. Listen, I go into like a school of bluefish on a boat. Oh my fucking God, it is the best fight in the world. I can't tell you one of the most funnest times on in my life was being in a school of fucking bluefish. I mean, literally hitting the boat and where, I mean, you put empty hooks in and the bluefish just see something shiny and they'll just eat it. They'll eat empty hooks. That's how fucking they're just like om, 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 om. So I didn't even need squid for that. Like I think my father caught the first one or two with squid, but then after that, for me, I was using these jellyfish that when you throw it in and you reel it in, it would make the tail fucking just waggle. It looked like a fucking fish. And when, you know, a lot of times they would eat just a tail and you would bring this thing up and now it's ruined. It's expensive. So it's like one of those, like, you know, if all else fails, use these. And I've caught a lot of fish on them. But the bluefish was like eating those. And then all of a sudden, we were in a frenzy and we were putting empty hooks in and bringing up bluefish on empty hooks. And these things were fighters. I mean, and there was blood everywhere. The boat, we had to clean the boat for hours because there was blood everywhere and it dried so fast. It was amazing. It was one of the most funnest times ever. Me and my father had like 2 weeks of this, like maybe 3 weeks, like 2 weeks 1 year and then another year. We had like a week of it. We were like two or three times we were out there just getting into a frenzy with bluefish. And it was the best fight, the best time, pound for pound. And we were using like smaller poles. So pound for pound, these fucking things were amazing. They were awesome. I couldn't, it was amazing. So, what was my point? Oh yeah, they'll eat fucking squid, but My point was, you could put pork rinds on them, they'll eat it. You could put fucking gummy bears on it, the bluefish will eat them. Empty hooks, the bluefish will eat them. So I'm not impressed with you fucking wasting squid on that. Other than that, maybe I've had a fluke, maybe nibble on a squid, but I've caught fluke. Guess what on? Clams. Clam bellies is just the way to go, at least over here in Long Island for some reason. And I never go wrong with them. That's my fail-safe. So I bait everything with that. So fuck you, number four, because those people, that's wasting precious calamari and precious fucking squid, because squid is delicious. I'll eat the fuck out of them, but I do not eat so many of them. Yeah, per year. Yeah, no, it's only really when I go to Italian restaurants. You gotta get you some fucking fried calamari. So you gotta get yourself some fried calamari with fucking a lemon wedge and go to fucking town. So fuck you to you people that be wasting it on bait. For what? For what? To catch nothing? Pff, fuck that shit. Fuck you, number four, goes to those fucking people. Fuck you, number three. Fuck you, number three. This one's a heartbreaker for me. Because it affected my life in a way that I didn't want it to go at the moment, because I was really enjoying how my life was going prior to last Thursday. This one's a heartbreak for me because it's about a person I love dear. I mean, like, love dearly. Like, I love this guy, like, this kid. No homo, you know what I mean? But, like, you know, I just enjoyed working with him. He was a great fucking person. And we've been talking every day still since. Carlos, for the first time ever, one of the people that I love, you're on this fucking list. Oh, Carlito. Carlo. Oh, Carlo. Carlo, I'm going to miss working with you. Maybe one day in the future we'll work again. But Carlo, for the also first time too, I'm giving a hit out to someone. Not say this hit not going out to you. No, this hit does go out to you, Carlo. It's like a rest in peace type fucking thing. Actually, no, fuck that shit. No, you know what? No, I can't go out like that. No, this hit does not go out to you, Carlo, because I'm going to tell you why. I fucking love you, but you inconvenienced Mr. Balloon Knot's fucking life. Fishing season starts in one fucking week. And I have been gearing up for this shit since December. Since December. And now you fucking go and fucking ruin it. You know how fucking crazy now it's going to be to fucking try to line up fucking tides and shit? Oh, it's going to fucking suck, you know? Thanks a lot, fucking Carlo. Would have been better. Better if you could have fucking come in on time. So fuck you. Number three goes to someone that I love dearly. And I wish nothing but the best in your life. I want the best for you. I can't wait to hang out with you. Maybe a few drinks. Smoke a fucking blunt. Whatever. Whatever it is. I can't wait to just meet up with you and buy some weed with you, because you get the ill prices with some good shit. That's probably poisoned, but hey, you know, you gotta get your shit somewhere. I don't know. But this hit does not go out to fucking Carlo, though, because you inconvenienced Mr. Balloon Knot's fucking life. This hit does not go out to you, Carlo. Not at all. And that should be number one, but number one's gonna be reserved for something for a while. It ain't gonna be corporations, you know, because Carlo, you have to understand, being on time is something. It's part of the fucking deal. You're here to work from 3:30 to close. You have to be here at 3:30 because we set up to make sure everything is running. Blah, 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 blah. We got things to do. That is the deal. On the minimum, 3:30 to 12:30. That's the deal. And fuck you. You don't understand that shit. And it's not corporate's fault. Because if I was your manager, I would have fucking fired you back in fucking August. Because you were late all the fucking time. He got warnings and still continued to do it. So, you know, I can't even blame corporate for this. And I can't blame no one but Carlo for himself. He got two warnings. Two warnings and he still continued doing it. So it's like, pfft, I can't do nothing for you, brother. I can't do nothing for you. So I'm going to miss you. Rest in peace at work for fucking Carlo. You know, I wish nothing but the best, but this hit that did not go out for him. I took that hit. Dude, I'm guys and gals. I'm fucking, I'm fucking high. I don't even think I can sit straight in my fucking car right now. I'm trying to get inside the house, but fuck you, number three goes to Carlo. And you're not going to be number one for inconveniencing my fucking life, but it's all right. Shit happens. And, you know, I hope things work out for the better for you. All right, everyone, be forewarned, because these things are going to be on the top five fuck yous for a long time. It's just, this is the way it's going to be, all right? And it's not always going to be both of these. I'm not going to use these as an excuse to, like, be a fluff or filler. But, you know, these two things is just, I'm done with it. So it's like, you know, with the government and the fucking shit, with the fucking control, like with the shit with the masks and shit with the COVID. I mean, I can't fucking deal with it. Regulations and rules and this. And it's all fucking nonsense and crazy shit, you know. It's just fucking crazy. So, like, you know, fuck you, number two. We'll just go with the fucking whole world fucking shit with the fucking masks and over a sickness that doesn't kill more than half the fucking shit that fucking people get, all right? Now, people that get sick, people that get sick, it kills, like, less than 0.5%. Never mind people that actually get it, the asymptomatic people. Like, this is the worst fucking, the weakest fucking virus. Virus fucking dies with fucking soap and water. Oh, I'm so fucking scared. I'm so scared of fucking COVID. It dies with soap and fucking water. Wear a fucking mask. No, conform. Conform. This is what it is. Conform to the fear. They fucking used the internet fucking against us. The internet is now being used against us. So, from here on out, we got to be using, like, different, like, web versions or something. I don't fucking know. Like, internet, web V3 version shit. Because we cannot be being, we can't be manipulated anymore. You just cannot fucking do it. You know, I don't fucking know. I don't know what to tell you fucking people. You know, I don't walk around with my mask unless I'm going into a fucking place because they can get fucking fined. And a lot of times, whatever, I'm barely have it on. I ignore everyone. People say shit. I ignore them. And, you know, I work. I got to do what I got to do because, you know. But once there's no one around me and I'm working, I take the fucking bitches off. I can't fucking do it. I can't fucking do it. I talk around with people with my mask off all the fucking time. They got their masks on. Whatever. They don't say shit. I don't fucking say shit. It's good. You know, Mr. Balloonauts says, I'm fucking done with this fucking shit. I'm fucking done with the bullshit. If you don't see through the fucking bullshit, I don't know what to fucking tell you anymore. I don't fucking tell you any fucking more. It don't make no fucking sense. Critical fucking thinking and questioning, and I'm the bad fucking person here. You know, I'm crazy. Okay, I'm fucking crazy. Sure. Really? I mean, really, you guys don't see this shit? I'm sorry. I'm fucking done with it. Listen, I'm going to respect people in society, shit like that. I'm going to try to do my best. But at the same time, I'm not fucking conforming to shit. I ain't taking no fucking vaccine. Suck my fucking dick. And it's going to be every, I want all the sevens and aboves that's involved with the decision making and whatever branch, and it's probably going to be the interns, that's fine, but I want them all. It better be lined up, 1200 fucking hot fucking interns lining up over a fucking 2 year, how long until like a vaccine version 6 that it'll just be like a flu shot and we'll just forget about it. So I'm going to need at least 2700 hot interns, 8s and overs, 7.5s and overs, 7s and overs, because 7s and overs, there's a mandate that I put out. If you're 7 and over, you don't have to wear a mask. I issued that mandate like early December, so, and I'm all for it. So, and that's why I don't wear a mask. For guy, I'm a 7 and 8. I'm a 7 and over. Fuck yeah. So, you know, so I'll be fair, you know. A 7.5 and over, you get everyone that's involved in whatever it is in the medical field. Oh, there's a lot of hotties there, but whatever it is, and it's going to take me like two, 3 years ago threw that many. Oof, that's a lot. How many nuts can I get in a fucking year at my fucking age? Mr. Blue Knots will probably. Oof, man, that's rough. 250, 250. Oh, yeah, it's gonna be at least 10 years till I can get a fucking vaccine shot. Once I go through all that, that's when I'll fucking take a vaccine shot. And it's not just fucking sucking, because I gotta fucking get off. So, you better be, they all better be three holers like a bowling ball and shit, because that's what it's gonna fucking take. And no, I will not do two at a time. That's fucking cheating. We don't have time for that nonsense. I don't have fucking time for that nonsense. I gotta focus at one thing at a time at this fucking ripe age. So, yeah, that's what it's gonna take. What's it gonna take to fucking give you a vaccine? That's what it's gonna fucking take, all right? So, oh, that's never gonna happen. Exactly. That's what's gonna happen with me. I'm gonna take it until I'm old and my immune system is weak. And then, no, I don't wanna get no flu. I don't wanna get no fucking coronavirus. I don't want to get none of that shit when I get old and my immune system is not kicking it off. Look at my mother-in-law, 72, 72, 73, and she fucking got the coronavirus, and she fucking pop, 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 knocked it out and shit. And she ain't even in good shape. She's a big gal. Listen, when I was young, my grandfather would say, "Don't be fat." And I'll be like, "Why?" He's like, "'Cause you don't see no fat old people." And I'm like, "Oh." So yeah, you don't see that many old fat people now with modern science and shit. Yeah, you'd be seeing some of them fucking people. Be some of the, they get a little bit of that chubby to fill out the wrinkles and shit. Okay, but my mother-in-law, she's a big gal, because she'd be eating that pasta and breads all the fucking time and shit. So, because she's Italian and shit. So, but she knocked out the coronavirus, no fucking problem. Okay, I mean, no, she was sick. She's still fatigued, but she's back at work. She's cooking. She's eating. She's doing her fucking thing. So, guess what? Get the fuck out of here with that shit. When I get old and I can't fucking fight it, when I'm in my 80s, God willing, I get to my 80s, 90s, into 100s, then guess what? If I'm not out and about hiking, still doing that fishing and shit, and my immune system isn't fighting fucking Mother Nature to keep me healthy, guess what? If I ain't doing that, then maybe I'll take a fucking a flu shot and a coronavirus shit, because you got to be fucking smart. But until then, go fuck your mother with that shit. Get the fuck out of here. I'm done with this shit. Fuck you, number two, is all the fucking nonsense. I'm seeing this fucking shit unfold in front of my eyes over the last fucking year. And I've been talking about it for a fucking year. And guess what? I ain't reading nothing. I'm telling you, very little shit that I'm paying attention to. I swear I'm not on no fucking social medias, nothing. I don't want to know nothing. I'm not listening to no nothing, no one's podcast, nothing. I'm listening to hunting shit from fucking 5 years ago and shit. Old shit, fishing shit from a long time ago. I don't want to know nothing. I don't have time. I'm listening to music. I'm enjoying myself. I'm living my life. And guess what I see? I see fucking bullshit. So fuck you, number two, goes to that shit. 100%. 1,000,000%. You guys just fucking missed it. I didn't fucking record it all. Because I paused it because I had the burp and shit, and my wife fucking opens the fucking door, and she's like, "Who the fuck are you talking to?" And she like taps my chin. She doesn't smack me, but she like taps my chin, and then I'm showing that like I have it paused, like it's a recorder plus. She's like, "I'm sitting watching you sitting there in front of the house for half an hour, and you're like on your phone and shit like that." I'm like, "No, I'm doing my podcast. Been sitting here like recording." And it just so happens that I was on pause because I had the burp, and I'm trying to, not having to fucking not having to fucking edit it out and shit. And the door opens, and I said, "Holy shit." And then I see it's her, because I'm about to fucking throw my phone at someone because I'm unprepared. I'm not ready for this shit. My wife thought I was talking to a fucking chick. That's hilarious. It's the fucking funniest thing, and I wish I was not on pause, because you guys would have heard that shit. Oh my God, that's hilarious. My wife is hilarious. And then she sees exactly what I'm doing. She's like, record a plus. She don't understand. I don't be talking to ladies. I don't be talking to shit. Again, if my wife asks me, what is it going to take for you to take the vaccine? I'm going to say the same exact thing. It's going to take 2,800 ladies to fucking three hole it at least 200. And I can only do 250. I have no time for you, babe. I'm sorry. I'd be like, sorry, I don't have time for you because I'm going to be doing all that shit. But my wife can get involved. You could join in because she's all for that. But that's all it's going to take for the vaccines. Fuck you, number two, is to the bullshit with the fucking COVID. I'm fucking done. And it's probably going to be here or with number one. So, yo, this hit does not go out to the fucking shit that's going on. You fucking wear your mask and that. I can't. I'm done with it. I'm done with it. There's no reason for it. And this hit does not go out to my wife, although it's funny because she thinks I'm fucking out here talking to a chick and I love it. That makes me laugh. Oh, she's the best. Oh, that made me laugh. Okay. So, fuck you, number one. Excuse me for that. That hit did not go out to to my wife, first off. Fuck you, number one B goes to my fucking wife, Mrs. Balunas, for fucking coming out here. She definitely was drinking a little bit because it's just, what is she doing up? I don't know. And she like tapped my chin. She thought I was talking to a chick. So fuck you, number two goes to Mrs. Balunas. Just come and listen to what I'm doing. Finally join the podcast. Or at least you can hear her dumb voice. But that's it. But goddamn. Fuck you, number one, though, is to just government regulations. I'm sorry this is up here. It's going to be all the time because I'm just fucking done with it. I'm done with it. I don't even know where to start. Creepy Joe? Creepy Joe Biden? Is that guy fucking alive? Is he fucking being remote controlled? I mean, really, the guy can't talk. He can't even keep a fucking thought in his head. He's talking, and then he loses his train of thought. He's like, well, you know what I'm talking about. No, we don't even know what you're fucking talking about. What is going on? This Miss Balloonauts is not like on no fucking conspiracy theory fucking type new shit, following shit. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing any of that shit no more. But there's no fucking way that Joe Biden won that fucking election. There's no fucking way. There's just no way. I find it hard to believe that creepy Joe Biden won that election fairly. You'll never convince me. This is not me looking at conspiracy. No, this is me living my life, seeing that there were so many more supporters, there were so many people voting on the Trump side. There's just no way. Like, I saw no fucking really Biden supporters. It was like 1 to 10. That was the ratio that I saw, 1 to 10. There's no fucking way. This election was stolen by corporations, China. I'm sorry, I know, but watch the inauguration. There was a lot of fucking fat Chinese people sitting around, standing around the inauguration with glasses and fucking masks on. And fat Chinaman equals government fucking Chinese because there ain't no fat Chinese people unless you're a sumo or a fucking person of power and political standings. It's just the way it is. I'm sorry. I'm not even freaking stereotyping. It is what it is. Do your research. I'm telling you, Mr. Balloon Knots is not a fucking dummy, okay? I'm stupid. I'm a dummy, yes. But at the same time, I'm not stupid. I'm not a fucking dummy. And I see through all the bullshit. There's no way that this fucking clown, I'm sorry, fucking Grandpa Joe, maybe my wife, am I saying Creepy Joe? Okay, Grandpa fucking Joe. Oh, yeah, a fucking guy is not the leader of anything. He is a fucking puppet to corporations and fucking Chinese fucking money. All right? So, It just fuck you to to that bullshit, the whole fucking world government shit, and then just to even regulations, just right down to regulations and rules and shit like that. Like, all right, in America we have public land and all that shit. State parks are still public fucking land, right? But you gotta pay still. Maybe you don't have to pay to park, but guess what? I want to go fishing. Oh, okay. You want to go fishing? I can go fishing on the outer beaches where I'm kind of away from a lot of people. I got the 4x4. You gotta have equipment and shit, and then you gotta pay like $40 for a green pass for your county. So I'm got like Suffolk County. Then for the outer beaches, I gotta get the fucking permit to go. You gotta get a fishing license, but this year it doesn't cost anything, which is great. The last couple of years you don't, but you have to register. Okay, you need that. Then you can get your outer beach fucking license for the fishing, because you could do the overnight fishing. You don't have to get an overnight fishing permit if you're doing the 4x4. Oh, okay, that's $100. Boom, so that's $140 right there just for that. Oh, okay, great. Then I'm looking and I'm like, oh, but the closest beach to my house, which is a different tide than the ones that's out east, it's not on this fucking list. Oh no, that's a whole separate one. Oh well, you get the state one for this, or you can just get an individual for this. It was still $70. I spent today. I had to make sure, because you only have a few until the end of this month to get it for this year, and it doesn't open back up till like October, whatever. So it's like you have to do it now for the year, but before the end of this month. So I only got like 3 more fucking days. Not even the end of the month, like the 29th of March. So I was doing it, and it's like $70. Oh my gosh, just to go on the one fucking beach, but whatever. So I'm already $200+ in, just on permits and just on this state fucking fees and shit like that. And then I gotta get all the equipment for my car, so I gotta get like a this and a that. That's like another $300. Then I went and spent more money on the fucking fishing pole, but that don't count. That's just my neck, my rest of my life fucking pole. So I gotta catch a lot of fucking fish just to make out on my permits. $200 plus in permits and equipment. It's a good thing fish is fucking expensive, I guess, right? I mean, like, what's the price of like king salmon? Mr. Bonus ain't fishing no king salmon, but I'm just trying to like picture how much it's gonna cost and shit. Like a king salmon is like the price of like a barrel of fucking oil, right? A barrel of oil. A king salmon costs more than a barrel of oil. All right, so I'm just trying to put that in perspective. So fish, even a porgy, a whole porgy, if I get a nice one, that shit bitch is gonna be like $20 nowadays, 15 to $20 and shit. So that, stripers, so I gotta catch a lot and eat a lot just to make out. And Mr. Balloonauts is gonna be fucking, he's gonna be crabbing and shit, getting them crabs too. I'm gonna catch me some fucking squid in the canal, in Shinnecock Canal, and that's like Mr. Meaty's next fucking pet name, Shinnecock. But no, Shinnecock Canal. Sometimes I'd be seeing some squid going through, so oh yeah, I'm gonna be catching them bitches. But fuck you, number one goes to all that shit. I had to spend more money for fucking permits and shit, and I'm just for peace of mind, even if I don't catch fish, just to go out on the beach, park my fucking car, my little truck, my little fucking SUV little thing, and fucking just enjoy it. And just enjoy it. I'm gonna fucking love it. I'm gonna fucking love it. You know how many sharks I'm gonna be catching and have to throw back? I hope I don't be catching them fucking big, what are they called? Sailfish? Fucking stingrays? No, stingrays. You know rays? You know, like kill that Steve Irvin, the fucking crocodile hunter and shit. I'm dating myself. But like those big rays and stingrays, I hate catching those. I hate fucking having to cut the line and throw them back. I hate those things. I don't want to eat them. I don't want to. No. If you told me I could like turn them into a kite and fly them, oh, I'd be all in. But I can't do that shit because they're too heavy, and I don't want to deal with them. Ugh. I don't want to catch those, but I haven't caught them in a while, so thank the fucking Lord. So yeah, but fuck you, number one ghost, just the fucking bullshit that's going on out there, and I fucking hate it all. So fuck you, number one, just goes to government, and everywhere you fucking live, government fucking sucks. All right, listen, I'm not saying I don't want to pay my taxes listen, I want better roads. I pay my taxes. At least give me fucking nice roads so I don't fucking complain about shit. Fucking make sure the power line's always good. Put them under the fucking ground. Do fucking that shit. The basics, and then all the shit corruption you want to do after, keep it out of my face. Make sure, leave me alone. Stop fucking for everything. Oh, and it's tax season now. I got to do my fucking taxes, and that's going to cost another fucking, and this, and fucking that. Oh, go fuck your mother. And then my car's fucking broken. Why? Because your roads fucking suck. Fuck you to government. Misappropriating my fucking funds and then fucking trying to put your fucking foot on my neck. You work for me, fucking bitch. I don't want to know nothing. I don't want to hear nothing. Just fucking do what I'm fucking asking. The bare minimum. All right? And fucking fix fucking my country, please. Stop with the bullshit. And please, to all you people, stay off the fucking news from any social media bullshit. I'm telling you. At least cross-reference and do your research before you believe anything you fucking read. Because it's all a fucking lie, propaganda, and bullshit. Fuck you, number one, goes to all that. This hit does not go out to you. I'm going to be on the beach, though, smoking lots of this shit. But insane all the time. This hit does not go out to you. Fuck you. Thank you so much for listening. I love you all. Thank you. All I ask is to share this. Share this. If you like me, fucking share this. Write into me, blueknotradio@gmail.com or at protonmail. But just do that at Gmail. It's just easier. I don't know why. It just, no one fucking writes the other one, so I don't give a fuck. Other than that, I love you. Take care. Au revoir. Ciao for now.
Told you. Now you do what they told you. Now you do. what they told you. You're under control. And I can do what they told you. You're under control. And I can do what they told you. You're under control. And I can do what they told you. You're under control. And I can do what they told you. You're under control. And I can do what they told you. You're under control. And I can do what they told you. You're under control. And I can do what they told you. Those who die are justified for wearing a bag that you're chosen white. You're justified. Those that died for wearing a bag.
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me.